Can I ask? One of our Chevy Kreidel, Nika Silbitman, to say a few words. Hopefully he'll... Should I give an introduction?
No.
Okay. Can you say the story? Can you say the story?
No.
Should I say the story?
I don't mention in passing. Okay. So I was like, just to introduce myself, I was like to learn with Akiva. What we did was together is we chazed Reb Pinchas Shlita's shir. A couple of years, Akiva came to my house, and I was already married, and he was still a bacher at the time. And he came to my house, and he's the chazer of Pinchas Shir, and quite a while, a couple of years, and we learned together about 2 hours a night. So we really got to know each other, and we became very good chaverim, inside and outside of learning, more inside of learning. Akiva was a major personality, to say the least, and he had tremendous simchas achayim in every throughout everything he went through. He had tremendous simchas achayim, and he was tremendously upbeat, and he was big lamdan, and I enjoyed very much learning with him. I wanted to speak a little bit about his simchas achayim. I saw B'Shem Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, very interesting zog that Rabbi Yisrael said that what a person, the heights a person reaches on by Ne'ila, a person can reach tremendous heights by Ne'ila, but the Simcha, he says, the Simcha's Torah, a person can reach even greater heights, that in a person's Seichel, he could only reach certain heights, but when it comes to Simcha's Torah, and a person's B'Simcha, he could even reach greater heights that the Seichel can't be Masig B'Shas Ne'ila. That's what Rabbi Yisrael said, Shel Salanta said. And we know that the person could reach tremendous heights in Abbas Hashem and Yerushalayim through Simcha. And definitely that was something that I think that stuck out by Akiva, was his tremendous Simcha Sechayim and his Kesher to the Bein Shalom through his Simcha. That's something that I personally witnessed very much in his learning. He had just a vitz. He used to, in Mitoich the learning, if we had something Geschmack, he used to say, "Ah, Lamazogan al-Lachayim." Now, we didn't actually have the Lachayim, but that was his like thing. He used to say, you know, we have to drink a Lachayim, and on such a vort, we have to drink a Lachayim. You know, he really had tremendous simcha. The simcha that comes there just in the thought and just the machshavan, maybe a little bit different take on what Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, that idea is that Shabbos Yibayim Kippur, but you didn't sit on the sukkah yet. Person sits in the sukkah. Shabbos just in the connection between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and then we go to sukkahs, then we go to Shemini Atzeres and Chas Torah. Just the connection between them. And I don't think I'm saying any chedushim, but Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the Shabbos with Aseres Yemei Tshuva. If Rosh Hashanah you have an Aseres Yemei Tshuva, you do Tshuva, and then you come to Yom Kippur, and then Shabbos, you go into the sukkah. I mean, first of all, you're being zeicher to go into the sukkah. You're being zeicher to live b'tzilus dem nusa and after Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And more than that, Shabbos, a person comes to Hakara in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur that this whole world is really arai. The whole world isn't really. The whole world is really just a vehicle to the next world. And then really, everything we're doing over here is just temporary. The whole thing is temporary. So the Shabbos, we live in a sukkah. We live in a sukkah, which is a temporary dira, because we come to that recognition in Rosh Hashanah, Seiris Metshuva, Yom Kippur, that this whole world is really arai. So we try to put it into practice a little bit. And we go through a sukkahs, and we live a shtekel arai, and we realize that the simcha doesn't really come from Olam Hazeh. The simcha in a person's life really comes from Ruchnius, doesn't really come from Olam Hazeh. And Olam Hazeh is just a vehicle to get us to where we're supposed to be going. And by the time Sukkot is over, so then we're already holding on that level, that we recognize that. Once we recognize that, we're holding by true Simcha, and then we're ready for Simchas Torah, for Shemini Atzeres, for Simchas Torah. Maybe by Ne'ilah we weren't holding there yet. But after Sukkot and Shemini Atzeres, Simchas Torah, we come to that Hakara, what the real Simcha is. and this whole life is just to get to that point. And sometimes when we think about someone being nifta young, I don't know if it's a help at all, but Akiva is in a place where that's what we live our lives for, to be in a place that Akiva really is, and to live a life like Akiva, then you're zeicher to that. When you live a life like Akiva, then you take a zeicher to the emissar simcha to be close to the Shechina. So it's a big madrega. It's a very big madrega. I guess one other nekuda that I would speak about is Akiva's ability to look beyond himself. I saw written b'shem gedolim that an emissar with a taich and a gadol is someone who could look beyond, who's not focused on themselves, who sees the world not self-centered, but rather the opposite, is always looking beyond oneself. And Akiva very, very much was this way. Even throughout his sickness, we heard all the stories in the hospital and how he was more concerned about the doctor's Yiddishkeit as the doctor was concerned about his having a refuah. He had a tremendous ability to look beyond himself. See, there are donuts on the table. It just brings back other memories of Akiva looking beyond himself. And he had a lot of godless to him, a tremendous godless to him, in having that unique ability through a person's sorrow. Usually a person is at sorrow, a lot of times they're focusing on themselves, and even in such a situation, he very, very much would look beyond himself and look to help others. I was asked to mention, I'm a little embarrassed, but I was asked to mention something that was said by the Shever Brachos, but basically I'm not going to go through the whole thing, it's not a Shever Brachos, but when I spoke by the Shever Brachos, so we spoke about a story about Akiva being Makariv, so on a plane, and it was a very elaborate story, and it was a Shever Brachos, and I took the liberty to say a story that Lemaisa wasn't exactly, but the point was the point was it was a story of Akiva looking beyond himself, which really I felt at the time that touched up Akiva. That's something Akiva would have done. Something that Akiva would not focusing on himself, really looking beyond himself and looking to be makar of others and looking what he could do, which chesed he could do for others, and that's real godless. And he's zichrei baruch.